This is Vermont Edition. I'm Rick Singeri. 40 years ago, the nation was wrapped up in a patriotic fervor as we were celebrating our bicentennial. The Montreal Canadiens were Stanley Cup champions. Yes, that used to happen. We were watching movies in actual theaters like Rocky, Network, and Taxi Driver. A lot of your friends had CB radios. Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, and MASH were red-hot TV shows. And when we turned on the radio, we heard Paul Simon's 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, Boogie Fever by the Silvers, and Starland Vocal Band's Afternoon Delight. But we were also hearing this. That's the opening of Show Me the Way, the first hit from the album Frampton Comes Alive. It was released on January 6, 1976. In May of that year, that single peaked at number 6 on the top 40 charts. That and several other Frampton tracks were on the radio constantly in 1976, as the album went on to sell 8 million copies worldwide. It became the biggest-selling live album and held that distinction for 2 decades. Amazing, because before that, almost no one knew who Peter Frampton was. The songs from that album came from 4 concerts, and one of them was held on the campus of Plattsburgh State University. The concert was on November 22, 1975, and Fred Little was a freshman at Plattsburgh State.
The evening of the concert, there were a number of us sitting around in the third floor of Whiteface Hall dormitory, trying to decide if we were going to go to this concert that was being advertised. This Peter Frampton, and I had never heard of him before. There was a couple of people on the floor who knew that he was the guitarist for Humble Pie in the past, and I had heard of Humble Pie, but was not a big follower of theirs. And then there was one person that lived on the floor that actually had one of his solo albums, so we listened to it a bit and said, "Nah, this sounds decent." So we decided to go down to the Memorial Gymnasium on Ruger Street and check it out, seeing that tickets were an exorbitant $2 for students.
And the astronomical price of $4 for non-students. So what stood out about the concert?
He did the song Show Me the Way and used this nifty device called the Talk Box, which most people in that crowd had obviously never, including myself, had never seen used in a concert. Later I figured out that the James Gang, or at least Joe Walsh, had used it in Rocky Mountain Way, but not to the talk-like effect that Peter Frampton used it.
Ah, yes, the Talk Box. It was a little special effects unit that allowed musicians to make their instruments sound like they were talking. It was one of the reasons that Frampton went from a little-known artist to platinum-selling with his live album. So who would even hire this guy to play on campus before that success? At Plattsburgh, the Frampton concert was booked by Neil Jacobson. He transferred to Plattsburgh State as a junior, and within 2 hours of hitting campus, he strolled over to the activities office and asked the director if he could join the concert committee.
I told him I'd like to get on the concert committee. He said, "Well, that's great, because we don't have any chairman for the concert committee. We have a show coming up in a few weeks with Sha-na-na. Why don't you work on the stage crew? If you do well, I make you the chairman." And that conversation changed my entire life.
He did well and became chair of the committee. During his time in charge, Neil booked artists who were already hot, like Frank Zappa and Joni Mitchell. But come on, man. Before that double live album came out, not many people had ever heard of Peter Frampton. But Jacobson took a chance on him.
I knew about Humble Pie. I had their records. I knew Frampton was a great guitarist. And then he was solo. And I said, "You know what? We can get him cheap. I think he means something, and let's go for it." Back then, we had a certain amount of money to lose. So we were given the opportunity to really program and be adventurous. And I think I can remember standing in the gym watching the show, and it was crowded. I remember the locker room as the dressing room, which nobody liked, but that's just the way it was. And I remember we all had a good time.
Do you feel like we do?
He was a really nice guy, I didn't speak to him much, maybe for a minute or two, just to say hi, hello. But it was a good day for them. You know, he's on a small tour playing small theaters and clubs, and he had an enthusiastic crowd, and it was great.
Frampton's road crew mic'd the crowd for possible use on the upcoming live album. And believe it or not, Plattsburgh made the cut. But the question has always been, what songs from the Plattsburgh show are on the album? For the definitive answer, we go to Rob Buran, who was also part of that long-ago concert committee.
In 1976, when this album came out, we all spoke with Neil Jacobson one night, and he told us that he had heard from A&M Records that the Plattsburgh songs were the first three songs on side two. As he put it, the quiet songs on side two. And that would be All I Want to Be Is By Your Side, Wind of Change, and one everybody knows, Baby, I Love Your Way. Now, Peter Frampton came back in 79 and played at the Field House and strapped on an acoustic guitar and came out and said, this is one of the songs that appears on my album from Plattsburgh. And he went into Baby, I Love Your Way. Then I contacted the record company, and Barry Corcoran responded to me. And he went to their management and said, yes, Baby, I Love Your Way is one of the songs. That's all I could get. And in Wikipedia, by the way, which I don't think is accurate, it says that Do You Feel Like We Do was recorded in Plattsburgh. I don't have any evidence.
Okay, so pretty close to definitive. Rob and I met at Memorial Hall, the site of Frampton's concert in 75. From the outside, it looks like it could be a science or business school building, just a couple stories tall. Inside, the gym is painted white and brightly lit. It's still the home of the basketball team. Frampton's was one of the last concerts held there. Old wiring and cramped quarters sent future shows to the Field House at Plattsburgh. But 40 years ago, the album that was recorded there was heard all over campus.
When it came out, and I was living over at the Towers, and as you walk through, you could hear from different rooms, different songs from this album all over the place. Because it's, you know, says in there that part of the album was recorded here.
But now, does Frampton Comes Alive mean anything at Plattsburgh State?
Once in a while, I'll come to the college and I'll ask them, do you know the song, Baby, I Love Your Way? I might sing, you know, a part of it. Yeah, I know that. Did you know it was recorded across the street at Memorial Hall? No, I had no idea.
Too bad. Okay, now remember the guy who booked the concert and said that joining the concert committee changed his life, Neil Jacobson? He wasn't lying. When he graduated from Plattsburgh, he had four job offers with concert promoters. 40 years later, he's still in the biz as the president of Live Nation's Florida division. Live Nation is a giant in the concert business. But all these years later, Jacobson has never had the opportunity to thank Peter Frampton for the important role he played in launching Neil's career. You could also say Frampton owes Neil some thanks for taking a chance on him and booking him to play at Plattsburgh State on November 22, 1975. For VPR News, I'm Rick Singeri.